Good morning. Aren't you glad we serve a faithful God?
Amen.
It's an amazing thing to think. 50 years. You know, when I started the Edge Christian Camp, I looked at my wife and I said, "Do you think the Lord is going to allow us to see 50 years? She said, "Honey, you're already 40. So I get to enjoy your 50th year. Praise the Lord. We're going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 this morning. You know, it is a wonderful thing to see the blessings of God through the last 50 years at Holly Hills Baptist Church. Now, I obviously haven't been around long enough to been through much of that. And, you know, many of you in here have probably seen a long span of that. Some may be shorter. But, you know, God is at work. If you were to come up here and stand and look out right now and look at a full house, God is using a number of people in Powhatan, Virginia. And there's a number of people here at Holly Hills Baptist Church this morning for this wonderful celebration of 50 years of ministry. Even in the ministry, life can be difficult. But we serve a merciful, gracious God.
Amen.
And God has a plan for Holly Hills Baptist Church. It doesn't end today. It's a beginning to start the next 50 years. And what is God going to do moving forward from this day forward is going to be amazing, just as it has been already. 2 Corinthians here, chapter 4. I'm going to begin in verse 1. We're going to read down to verse 6. "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Christ, for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." This morning, I want to pick these verses apart here, and I titled the message, "The Ministry of Holly Hills Baptist Church." Here in verse 1 it says, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not." I can look out today and say 50 years with God's mercy, and you have fainted not. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We praise you and thank you for the past 50 years, Lord, of Holly Hills Baptist Church and the ministries here. But Lord, we don't just say we're at the end, Lord, but this is a new beginning. We move forward. And Lord, whatever ministries you lay on the hearts of those here at Holly Hills, I pray, Lord, you'll continue to give mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for your faithfulness. And Lord, most importantly, we thank you for that gift of salvation. And I pray, Lord, you'd be with me this morning as I preach this message. I pray you'll lay the words on my heart that you want me to give. And I pray, Lord, that each one of us would have open hearts and open minds as we take in your word, Lord, that we may apply it to our lives, that we may leave here today looking forward to a mission that we can reach another lost soul with the gospel of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This 50 years, there's many, many things that happen in life when you think of corporations and businesses and unfortunately some ministries that when the founder passes on, the ministry or the company dissipates. We've seen that in our society years and years and years on. And, you know, fortunately, the founder of the church and hopefully every ministry is Jesus Christ. And so there shouldn't be any dissipation. There shouldn't be a loss of vision. There shouldn't be a loss of motivation. God gives us the vision. God gives us the motivation. And so where do we see Holly Hills today? And where do we see Holly Hills moving forward? I really have three short points this morning. Because I really wanted to just pull out from these verses the ministry here at Holly Hills. My first point this morning is the ministry here at Holly Hills is before God. Look at verse 1 and 2 again. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. This received mercy, Paul here is talking about, it is by the mercy and favor of God that we are entrusted with the ministry. It is the favor and the mercy of God that we are entrusted with the ministry. Think about all the ministries that go on here at Holly Hills. And I don't know them all. I noticed the children's church just left. What a blessing that is. Amen. What a blessing to reach that following generation, that generation following behind us with the Word of God, sharing the gospel with the generations following behind us. Praise the Lord, Holly Hills Baptist Church has an opportunity and a blessing to have a children's church. Amen. And maybe there's a WANA or a Master Clubs. I'm not sure what you do, but I'm sure there's Wednesday night programs, maybe Sunday night programs. I know you guys go to camp because we had some of your young people there this week. And we had a blast with them. Amen. Think of all the ministry opportunities that the Lord has burdened your hearts with and you've followed through with in reaching the next generation. You see, the church is before God. Paul and his men had the ministry because they received mercy and they could not stop serving the Lord. He says, we faint not. This faint not means to not give up. The best of men would faint if it wasn't for the mercy of God. Can I share with you the heavy yokes that pastors carry on their shoulders? Can I share with you the heavy yokes that many in the ministry carry day after day? The urgency in their heart to reach the lost with the gospel of Christ? Those in the church family that he may be burdened by each week because you're maybe in pain? You know, in our church, we have a long prayer list. We pray for many people. And I believe that prayer list is here at Holly Hills as well. Just by the folks mentioned this morning, we're thankful for this young man who is at church this morning who has just come out of a stroke. Or how about the young man who is dealing with cancer? And how about all of those other prayer requests that maybe weren't mentioned this morning, but you know what they are, and you know who they are. There's a caring, a love in this church family for those that you're sitting beside. Amen. You see, the ministry of Holly Hills is before God. There's no time to give up. Be steadfast, not giving up. Hold fast to our faith. 2 Timothy 3:14 says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and which thou hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. We have things embedded in our hearts. Many of us have no problem, and probably everybody in the room knows John 3:16. Is that a true statement? It's been embedded in your heart since a young child. And maybe there's other scriptures that way. There are things, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. He goes on here in verse 2 and says, but have renounced the hidden things, to speak out, to refuse or deny, to shame, not walking in craftiness, cunning, crafty manner, alterating the word of God, handling the word of God deceitfully, not falsifying, corrupting, or disguising the truth of God. I look out this morning and I believe that there's not an issue there at all. The gospel is the gospel, and I believe that Holly Hills Baptist Church has been doing their part in what God has called them to do and preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ without craftiness, without adulterating the word. I believe that this morning. If it were not so, you probably wouldn't be celebrating your 50th anniversary. The foundation is very strong. The gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing that we get to share with those around us. This manifestation of the truth, making the truth manifest. The design of preaching is to make known the truth. Can I ask you, just this week alone, Did you have an opportunity to share the good news with someone? Did you have an opportunity to share your joy of Jesus Christ in the way that you walked? How many of you went to work this week? Well, not many. How many of you are just coming off vacation? I talked to a couple. Yeah. How many of you don't even know where you work? We don't have any of those this morning. Sometimes I wonder when I wake up in the mornings. Speaking the truth that every man's conscience shall approve it as true. No matter where we go in life, and I've preached this here before, no matter where we go, no matter where God places us, no matter who the Lord places in front of us, it's an opportunity to share the gospel of Christ. I believe the foundation of Holly Hills Baptist Church is, as I say in point one, before God. I believe the foundation of the church, being that you've just made it to 50 years, and I pray there'll be 50 more. Amen. Or more. I won't see them. Maybe many of you won't see them. But these young children that just walked to the back, the generation following you, they will see it. Are we training that generation today to be ready for what is to come? Romans 15:4, for whatsoever things are written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of scriptures might have hope. Acts 20, verse 28, take ye therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. The church motivated Jesus. And the reason being is because Jesus owns the church. Jesus is the cornerstone. Jesus will protect the church. If we are doing our priority in the local church, what we are supposed to do, we're supposed to be faithful. We're supposed to reach the lost with the gospel. There is a priority. God still works in the local church every day. The church is the pillar in the ground of truth. Folks, the ministry of Holly Hills Baptist Church is before God. We have a risen Savior that we serve every single day. Amen. I thank the Lord for the sinless life that Christ lived when he came to earth to be a man. I thank the Lord for the blood he shed on the cross. I thank the Lord that God raised him on the third day. Amen. And I thank the Lord every single day that he is sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and me. Amen. Satan is out to destroy. Satan is trying to let God know all the terrible things that we've done and said. He's out to let God know how bad we are today. But Jesus says, I've taken care of that. Amen. I've already taken care of that. Amen. What a blessing. My second point this morning, the ministry of Holly Hills is for the lost. Look at verse 3 and 4 with me. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shall shine unto them. Those who do not accept the gospel are lost. Those there without God and without Christ in the world. The gospel hidden should never, ever be the fault of the teacher. Satan blinds the minds of sinners because he doesn't want them to see Christ's glory. The hidden gospel should never be our fault. We can't make it 50 years in ministry consistently if we're hiding the gospel from those that are lost.
That's right.
Folks, as we continue forward, starting tomorrow is day one of, is it year 51? Yes. Day one of year 51. What are we going to do? The ministry of Holly Hills Baptist Church is for the lost. We are to reach the lost world that's around us.
Amen.
There are crazy things going on in the world today. We had some good news this week. Maybe you saw that. Roe versus Wade.
Yes.
That has raised so much terror. If you continue to watch the news, you'll see the riots have already broken out. It's a shame that people are upset throwing rocks at people because they can't kill babies. That's the world we live in today. There's a room full of Christians, believers in this room that God can use to reach those souls.
That's right. Amen.
We can gripe and complain and throw cheese sandwiches at the TV, but we need to pray for these folks and go out and reach them with the Word of God. We want to see change in their lives, then let's do our part. The lost. The gospel hidden should never be the fault of us. Those that refuse to look upon the face of Christ, salvation will someday... those that refuse to look upon the face of Christ, salvation will someday try to hide from His face. Revelation 6, verse 15 reminds us of this. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and the rocks and the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of Him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Those that refuse to look upon Christ's salvation right now will someday try to hide from His face in the future.
That's right.
Only the light of the world can bring salvation, and we should never twist or corrupt the Word of God to bring others to salvation. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. The world at large is under Satan's control and direction. This adulterous world is under his control. He rules in the hearts and the lives of all the wicked people. Folks, the minds of the unbelievers are blinded. It's time that we allow God to work in and through us, that we can share God's word with them, that their blindness will be removed. We must share the good news that they may hear. It says here, Paul writes, lest the light, this excellent, this beautyless splendor, this emblem of knowledge, purity. We are to be the light of the world, as Matthew chapter 5 tells us. You are the light of the world. A city that is hid on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. John chapter 4, verses 35 says, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look into the field, for they are white already to harvest. The ministry of Holly Hills Baptist Church for the lost, we should have a sense of urgency. The Bible clearly tells us we don't know the day nor the hour. We don't know when Christ is going to come back. We don't know when this world will end. We need to have a sense of urgency. If we want to continue forward for the Lord, starting tomorrow, in the next 50 years, then let's continue to have that sense of urgency that we've had in the past 50 years for the lost souls around us.
Amen.
Remember eternity. Pray for laborers. I know I travel to a number of churches throughout the year when we're not in the middle of summer camp, and I hear the same message from every pastor I talk to. We need more workers. We need more workers. More people to be involved. More teachers to teach Sunday school. More people to knock doors on visitation. And I have some stories we can tell too. There's just not enough time this morning. More laborers to help in vacation Bible school. More laborers to help just keeping the facilities running. Pray for laborers. Acts chapter 2, and we see there in at Pentecost, and I'll go back. I'm going to read you just one verse here. In Acts chapter 2, in verse 21, it says, This is them in the upper room. They begin to speak in tongues, and they list what nations they were from, and they were all amazed. In verse 12, and they were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Our mocker said, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judah, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hear and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing It is but the third hour of the day, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last day that God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pull out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and noble day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We see this in Acts chapter 2 there at Pentecost. There is an urgency for the lost. There is an urgency for us to hit the ground running, to do our very best to share the gospel of Christ to the lost. Those that do not accept the gospel are lost, and the gospel should never be hid by us as believers. We have a job to go and to share the good news. We have an obligation, we have a commandment to go ye and teach thee and share the good news. Not only is the ministry of Holly Hills before God and for the lost, but look at verses 5 and 6. The ministry of Holly Hills Baptist Church is for God's glory. Aren't you thankful that we serve a mighty God?
Amen.
Aren't you thankful we serve a faithful God?
Amen.
Look here in verse 5 and 6. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. For we preach not ourselves. There is no glory or illumination on our faces.
Amen.
We have no personal ends to gain, nor are we lords over faith. But Christ Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
The only purpose of the ministry. Paul proclaims Jesus Christ is Lord. Ourselves, your servants, for Christ's sake, to be servants of the church, understanding not with respect of temporal things. He goes on and says, commended the light by speaking it into existence. Hath sinned in our hearts. The hearts of men are like dark globes, having no light in them. God is the foundation of light which shines upon and in us. Go all the way back to the beginning in the book of Genesis. Chapter 1, verse 3, God ordered physical light. Now he commands light to be shined in our hearts. Can we truly walk around and say that we are a beacon of light for our Lord Jesus Christ? To give the light of knowledge, we must be first made light. And by the Lord, or we can never hold forth the word of light. Verse 6 here says, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. In the face of Jesus Christ, the image of God. You know, in 1 Corinthians 10:31, it says, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. When we think about all the ministry opportunities that has been done over the years here at Holly Hills, we think of the ministry opportunities that continue this day. And we think of those that may come about in the future. All that's said and done should be for the glory of God.
Amen.
And I believe the foundation, as we'll look at that here in just a moment, the foundation was built on those very concepts that we are the church before God. We are here for Jesus Christ in the salvation, but we're also for the lost and for the glory of God. Everything that is done and said is for the glory of God. We don't gain anything from it. What glorifies God? Spiritual fruit glorifies God. What else glorifies God? Good works glorify God. Consistent praise glorifies God. Have you praised the Lord already today? Have you praised God for the day that we've already started? Generous giving glorifies God. When God's glory motivates us, we strive for excellence. We live with integrity. We care about the details, and we're willing to be consumed for Christ. Are you willing to be consumed for Christ? Are you willing to be used by the Lord? Matthew chapter 7. Jesus teaches a parable here, beginning in verse 24. He says, "Therefore, whosoever hearing these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." I was reading this parable that Jesus spoke about here, and I was thinking about the ministry. And meeting the mark, celebrating the time of 50 years of ministry that God has mercifully gave. And over those years, we began to think about the past. Were there anyone here day one, 50 years ago? No? How about 10 years in? Oh, there was 50 years ago.
Close.
Early enough.
I was an infant, but it was.
If you think back to that very day, you know, for us, the Edge Christian Camp is only 6 years old, so it's very easy for me to remember the time when I was sitting in my office putting together what the Lord had burned my heart with. Let's go back 50 years for Holly Hills Baptist Church. There was someone being burdened. There was someone sitting at a desk somewhere saying, "God's called me to start a church. And God's calling me to start that church in Powhatan, Virginia." The past. Think about the present. What's God doing at Holly Hills Baptist Church in the present? Think of the opportunities. You guys have Vacation Bible School coming up, am I correct?
Yep.
Somebody told me that last week, I think. What a wonderful opportunity to reach your community. What a wonderful opportunity that God has burdened your hearts for. To bring young people in for Vacation Bible School. You'll go through this year, I'm sure you'll have revivals on the schedule. You may have meetings on the schedule. You may have additional special speakers that come by. Maybe you'll have that crazy Edge come back. But we're now in the present. But let's not forget about the past. And let's not consider where God's going to take you in the future. Starting tomorrow, the future. May God continue to bless the ministry here for many years to come. Back in 2 Corinthians, where I started, can you jump down? I'll find out where I'm at here. Let's not miss this final verse. Verse 7. "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us."
Amen.
The power is of God alone.
That's right. Amen.
We can do what we do, we can plan what we plan, and we can strategically put together what all that looks like moving forward into the next 50 years here at Holly Hills Baptist Church, only because the power is in God.
Amen.
God will lead. God will direct. God will give mercy. God will give grace. God will show His love. God will be faithful in the years to come.
Amen.
As long as we as believers are faithful in what God has called us to do. The ministries here at Holly Hills Baptist Church is before God. It is for the lost, and it is for the glory of God.
Amen.
Would you stand with me as we pray for the future of Holly Hills Baptist Church? And we're so thankful for the 50 years that He's given me. And I know that God has big plans. God is a big God. And I'm thankful we serve a big God. Would you close your eyes and pray with me this morning as Pastor comes, invitation time? Father, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity that we have today and this time that we've come to celebrate together the 50 years that you've graced Holly Hills Baptist Church with your mercy and your love. Lord, we're so thankful for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for the love of the church that you have. I pray that each one in this building this morning, Lord, I pray that you would just help us, help each one of them as they continue to move forward. I pray, Lord, that you give them many, many more years. I pray, Lord, that you would give them clear vision. And Lord, we just thank you for the opportunities that are coming up in the near future with BBS and the many other things that are planned. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the time that we're going to spend together today. But Father, most importantly, we thank you for that gift of salvation. And I pray that if there's anyone here this morning who hasn't placed their faith and trust in you, Lord, they are the lost that we can reach today. Lord, I pray that they would make that decision today. Lord, we do thank you. Lord, as we close an invitation, we just praise you. We thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Pastor.
Thank you, brother.